When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions, and quite frankly, the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. This, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, today, this episode could not be any more exciting and special personally to me because, ladies and gentlemen, as of last night, the greatest pro wrestler in the history of the world today, the greatest wrestler in the world today, Will Ospreay, is All Elite. It just could not have come at a better time, could it? And of course, I'm often told that I'm out of my mind, or some people will say, well, it's just your opinion, but I've gotten a little bit of, certainly some negative attention because I proudly always declare that Will Ospreay is indeed the greatest wrestler in the world today. Will Ospreay is a master at what he does. A tremendous, athletic, talented performer. The guy is unique. He is one of a kind. The man is art. And earlier this week, Tony Khan announced on Twitter, or X, as it's like to be called now, but we all know it's always going to be Twitter, and we're always going to call it Twitter, quite frankly. He announced that AEW had agreed to terms with one of the world's best wrestlers, a pro who is known plus respect by virtually every AEW fan. And he specified by announcing that later this week in Los Angeles at the AEW Full Gear event, that certain individual will come out and sign the contract. Well, it certainly happened at the best time. Now, at first when I saw this was happening, you know, I thought that there might have been a mistake because it was actually announced this week that Japanese wrestler Kota Ibushi had officially signed with All Elite, so I thought that was probably it. But I didn't really say anything about it. I said, well, Tony Khan always seems to have a trick up his sleeve, so let's just go ahead and give it a little bit more time. Let's wait till the AEW Full Gear event, which of course took place in Los Angeles, California, and then we'll get our answer, and boy, did we get our answer. Now, keep in mind, Will Ospreay has performed on AEW programming in the past. I'll never forget the match at Wembley, the match with Chris Jericho, which was just absolutely spectacular. Just like I knew that it would be. You know, and seeing everything so far, I mean, he's really made, you know, several appearances. I mean, this dude is appeared literally all over, you know. He's been with New Japan for 8 years. 8 years. And during that time, he has appeared for All Elite Wrestling. He has appeared for Impact Wrestling. He's even appeared at Ring of Honor. You know, of course, he's a former Ring of Honor World Television Champion. He's also appeared in an independent promotion based in Los Angeles called Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. You know, I felt that it was about time that Will Ospreay was going to move on. Now, he had been in New Japan for such a long time. You know, he started out his career, I think, you know, started around 2011. Now, from what I understand, his debut was in April of 2012, but he had actually started his career in 2011 on the British independent circuit, so, you know, and it was amazing how in 2016, you know, I think it was basically, from what I understand, it was 2016 where he started working in New Japan because AJ Styles is the one who actually helped recommend. So it's amazing to me that AJ Styles, who of course is also a New Japan legend, is the one who strongly recommended that the promotion sign Will Ospreay. I mean, I'm telling you, since I'm a huge fan of Will Ospreay, you know, I gotta personally thank AJ Styles for helping make this happen. Man, I would love to see, you know, if it hasn't happened already, one day, maybe, just maybe, we will get to see Will Ospreay versus AJ Styles. Now, I'm not sure if it's happened already in Japan or if it's happened in Impact or whatever, but again, even if it's happened before, I'm sure that everybody would love to see AJ Styles versus Will Ospreay go at least one more time. So when this happened, you know, with Tony Schiavone, you know, standing in the ring, and when Will Ospreay just came out, you know, the fact that Will Ospreay is now a babyface, you know, that's actually pretty cool. You know, the fact that Will Ospreay is known as the Aerial Assassin, and the Aerial Assassin nickname, he didn't just come up with it. I mean, he earned it because of his brilliant and unique style of wrestling. Will Ospreay, his style of wrestling is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's honestly, to me, it's indescribable because it's so unique. It's so cool. It's nothing that you see in WWE, let me tell you. Man. So Ospreay comes out. Okay. Now, he did in fact sign the contract, but he did in fact have to say, in his view, a little bit of bad news. Now, he did in fact confirm that his New Japan Pro Wrestling contract will expire in February of next year. So he mentioned he will finish his New Japan commitments before he takes on the road to the AEW Revolution. And of course, he even mentions, you know, Wembley Stadium, which of course will be the all-in pay-per-view, which we saw this year where he took on Chris Jericho. Again, one hell of a match. So we will be seeing Will Ospreay compete in Wembley Stadium and all-in next year. You know, it's amazing, like, you know, the fans, you know, kind of, you know, giving their thoughts, and he's probably saying, bruv, let me finish, you know. Now, I always say, like, you know, basically, you know, again, he had been in New Japan for such a long time. You know, he's grown there, he's improved there, he's done everything that there is to do, you know. In his case, you know, the fact that he's currently the IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion in his second reign, and he's also the leader of a stable known as the United Empire. So, you know, even during this time, you know, New Japan, you know, of course, they actually have a partnership in the United Kingdom with a promotion known as Revolution Pro Wrestling. So I think, honestly, you know, him signing with AEW, which we'll get to, I mean, it definitely has his reasons, and I do have one of the sources as to why he chose AEW. Now, I should mention, you know, in his promo, now, if you haven't seen his promo, you have to check it out. Because basically, he mentions he's gonna finish up with New Japan, and then he'll officially be All Elite. Now, he's already officially All Elite, but he said he won't be here full-time until he is fulfilled, until he has, you know how you say, completed all of his commitments related to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Now, number one, you have to praise Will Ospreay for that, because he's gonna finish what he started. So, of course, you know, you sign the contract, you have to honor it. So, you know, and looking at, you know, and, you know, according to the source from WrestleZone.com, you know, Will Ospreay actually wanted to actually weigh out all the options that were on the table for him. That means, you know, Impact Wrestling, and believe it or not, even WWE. Now, according to this, he was open to moving to the United States in order to be in WWE. Now, of course, if you're going to work with WWE, you are in fact required to relocate and have residency in the United States. From what I understand, I believe Will Ospreay currently has his full-time residence, I believe, is in England. I would imagine for a time he did live in Japan when he competed in New Japan for a while, but I would imagine because he also competes in England as well. You know, he competes all over, so I would imagine he basically primarily lives in England. So, you know, and he mentions, you know, even Impact Wrestling was on the table. I know, and speaking of Impact Wrestling, he actually appeared at an Impact Wrestling show earlier this week where he worked a match with Josh Alexander. Now, Josh Alexander, even though I've never really been much of a huge fan of Impact Wrestling, I actually know Josh Alexander pretty well. As a matter of fact, I saw once at Pele Pro Wrestling, shout out to Kyle Hessler, the owner and promoter of Pele Pro Wrestling, Josh Alexander has actually appeared at that promotion several times. I think the last time that Josh Alexander actually appeared at Pele Pro Wrestling, he was actually still the TNA X Division champion. Now, since then, you know, He's actually been, you know, the Impact Wrestling World Champion. I think he was the longest reigning champion as well. You know, at one point he was a champion for 335 days, and unfortunately he had to relinquish the title because of a triceps injury. But him working a great match with Will Ospreay, I'm telling you, the match was just incredible. You know, it kind of seems that every match Will Ospreay has, some are great and some are just even better. So, and I say that again. Some are great, but some are only just better. So after the match, the way Ospreay, you know, cuts a promo, you know, praises Impact Wrestling, you know, and imagine, you know, also he tells us a little personal story about what inspired him to be a pro wrestler and a specific match. I mean, he says that Impact Wrestling is what had an impact on him. And he mentions a match between Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, and AJ Styles is the particular match that inspired him to pursue a career in pro wrestling. So it's no secret and it's no surprise that Will Ospreay has a soft spot for Impact Wrestling. Now, from what I understand, I believe Impact Wrestling still has a partnership with AEW. I was told that in 2021 the partnership ended, but I'm not sure if AEW and Impact Wrestling are back to working together. I would imagine there's got to be, but, I mean, well, you know, honestly, but anyway, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, I don't know, because I remember that it ended. You know, I'll never forget when Kenny Omega was the AEW World Champion and the champion of and the heavyweight champion for Impact Wrestling simultaneously. So right now, honestly, yeah, because, you know, of course, you know, both companies were exchanging their talents. So I'm not entirely sure exactly where things lie between Impact Wrestling and All Elite Wrestling. I honestly haven't heard anything, so. Okay, so according to this, actually, in April of last year, AEW and Impact Wrestling actually had started working together again, so. Okay, because I think primarily, okay, because during that time, of course, Tony Khan had purchased Ring of Honor, so. So I'm glad, you know, now I'm glad that I found this, so it's good to see. So I would imagine that, because according to all the news sources, Impact Wrestling and AEW had mutually agreed to part ways, and they both said that it's just going to be for now. They basically, it was nothing bad had happened. They were just going to shake hands and call it a day because, you know, of course, we were still, this was still, I think when the partnership ended, you know, of course, you know, because of the whole thing surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. So I would imagine that, you know, because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if because of that they had to shake hands and call it a day briefly. But I guess the point is, you know, if Impact Wrestling and AEW are working again, and with Will Ospreay, you know, signed to AEW, he's sure to actually make some appearances in Impact Wrestling, and I would imagine he's going to make appearances for Ring of Honor as well. So this really was, you know, an amazing decision for it. So you know, of course, you know, at the AEW post media scrum, Will Ospreay was actually asked if AEW was basically his top, you know, his only destination of choice. And he explained that, you know, of course, you know, Impact, you know, in that promo, he actually said TNA Wrestling, you know, not Impact, because, of course, you know, it started out as Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. So he, I love how he mentions TNA, but he mentions that Impact Wrestling is wonderful, it was incredible, but, so basically, but he explains primarily, he wanted to do what was best for his family. So basically, Will Ospreay wasn't just thinking about himself and his career, he was thinking about his family. So that is just, you know, honestly for me, you know, for him to do, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm glad that he weighed out his options. So, you know, of course, you know, right now I think, you know, he's in a relationship, you know, and from what I understand, you know, he even has children as well. So you know, if I could basically pull up the source that I was looking for. So basically, he mentioned that, you know, why he chose the AEW. I mean, he basically mentions how he believes in AEW, and, you know, he's built up trust and rapport with Tony Khan, and he feels that he's at his best with AEW. So, you know, he's already mentioned, you know, every time, you know, because again, Will Ospreay has, this isn't his first rodeo with AEW, I should say. This won't be his first rodeo with AEW, because then he's worked with AEW before, but not as a full-time performer. I would imagine, I would not say they were on handshake deals, because again, AEW has a partnership with New Japan, And because Will Ospreay was signed to New Japan, I mean, he still is, but because Will Ospreay is a talent that is under contract by New Japan, and because of the partnership, New Japan would let him out to AEW to work in their program. So basically, he tested the water, put his feet in the water, he tested it, he liked what he felt. So, you know, and at the same time, he mentions, you know, he's basically loved everything he's done here at AEW. He feels that this is the best decision for him and his family. You know, he mentions about not interrupting his kid's school. You know, his girlfriend, well, he says my missus, so that would mean he's married. So he mentions his missus, she can see her parents. So, yeah. So, really, at the end of the day, you know, I'm very happy for the guy because he made the best decision for himself. And he made the best decision for his family. So at the end of the day, he only did what any other loving father and husband would do. So, I mean, hey, that's part of the duty, right? So really, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, honestly, a lot of people are strongly relieved that he didn't go to WWE. I mean, me personally, yeah, I am. So now he's officially All Elite. He signed his contract, but again, his contract is expiring in February of next year. I would imagine that New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom, that's probably likely to be his final show under contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So I would imagine because he's actually holding the IWGP United States Championship right now, I would imagine that along the way, he's obviously going to drop the belt. I'm not sure if he's going to drop the belt, or maybe he'll just, you know, surrender the belt. But, you know, of course, as Jim Cornette taught us in pro wrestling, the time-honored tradition is that when you leave a promotion, you drop the belt on the way out. I mean, or in Jim Cornette's words, you lose on the way out. So, I have no doubt in my mind that Will Ospreay will, in fact, you know, honor the time-honored tradition. So, you know, of course, you know, as far as what does this mean for the United Empire, I honestly do not know. But, you know, basically, you know, we'll just have to wait and see because, you know, in that promo that he cut, you know, when he signed the contract, he told Tony Khan to line up all the best performers that he has because Will Ospreay is ready to take on AEW's finest. So I would imagine that next year at All In at Wembley Stadium, I would not be surprised if he challenged and actually became the new AEW World Champion. There is no doubt in my mind, and this is a no-brainer. This is 100% inevitable. Will Ospreay, whether we like it or not, will in fact become AEW World Champion. There's just no doubt about it. Will Ospreay is such a tremendous, unique, one-of-a-kind, athletic, artistic talent that basically they're going to have no choice but to put the belt on him, but we do have to wait until the time is right. You don't want to rush it. You do not want to rush it. Excuse me. So, but as far as... honestly, because I'm trying to figure out exactly, you know, what could very well be his final appearance at New Japan. You know, Wrestle Kingdom, according to this, you know, the next Wrestle Kingdom takes place in January 4th. So basically, after this, you know, there's actually basically according to this, there's actually the next pay per view after that would be. It would actually be the New Year Dash, but that's actually gonna be the next day. So I'm actually still kind of figuring out exactly, you know, what would be the final pay per view after that. So I'm not entirely sure, really, when Will Ospreay's final project or final event with New Japan will be. But you know, I spoke to my buddy Mr. Rod Angelus, who actually primarily follows New Japan. And he mentioned, and I talked to him about this briefly, and he basically expressed the fact that he had hoped that the announcement of Will Ospreay being All Elite would actually be announced following Wrestle Kingdom 18, which of course takes place January of next year. January 4th, to be precise, takes place at the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo, Japan. You know, I'm already looking at a little bit of the lineup, you know. Bryan Danielson will actually be working with Kazuchika Okada. So, I'm already looking at the Wrestle Kingdom 18 wrestling card, and, well, so far, I do not... Will Ospreay is actually working in a match, so Will Ospreay will actually be working a three-way match. He'll be defending the IWGP United Kingdom Heavyweight Championship against John Moxley and David Finlay. So, you know, I actually forgot. So right now he's actually holding two titles. He's the IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion as well as the United Kingdom Heavyweight Champion. So I would imagine that he's definitely going to be dropping the belt. I would imagine my pick would have to be David Finlay. So it's great to see that. Excuse me. So it's good to see that on Wrestle Kingdom 18, you know, if he doesn't drop the other belt before that, I would imagine he's going to drop it after. But again, as I stressed already, I don't know when, in fact, Will Ospreay, his final appearance for New Japan Pro Wrestling will be. But at Wrestle Kingdom 18, at this point, because he's officially All Elite, it's obvious that he's going to be dropping the IWGP United Kingdom Heavyweight Championship. And in that particular match, in a three-way match against John Moxley and David Finlay, who, of course, David Finlay is the son of Irish legendary wrestler Fit Finlay. So my pick is David Finlay, and, you know, and I'm looking at also, you know, the card, you know, you got Hiromu Takahashi working, you know, man, you know, TJ Perkins will be working on that show, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tanahashi, you know, you got the IWGP Heavyweight Championship match in the main event. Sanada will be defending the title against Tetsuya Naito. Man, this is what I've told Rod and so many other Japanese wrestling fans. I mean, New Japan Pro Wrestling is so cool. So much talent. All these titles. All these great matches. Let me tell you all this. For all my fans listening in Japan, if I ever get the blessings to visit Japan, one of my things to do there is to go to a New Japan Pro Wrestling show. I would love to actually visit the other promotions as well, but most of all, I want to one day have the chance to go to a New Japan Pro Wrestling show. Maybe one day it'll happen. But anyway, back to Will Ospreay. So, you know, so again, going back to basically how he weighed out all the options, you know. You know, I'll never forget, you know, he mentions, you know, one time he did a match with Ricochet, man. I love how he basically, you know, gives a little bit of the little history lesson about his time in New Japan. Starts by saying how he spent 8 years of his life in New Japan. You know, at one point he described himself, at one point he was a very immature young man, and when he came to the business, he felt that he explains that he didn't prepare himself for what's to come. So he mentions that he's grown up, he's learned a lot, he's matured. So it's amazing that Will Ospreay has credited New Japan for basically making such a strong impact in not only his career, but in his life personally as well. You know, Will Ospreay, just like me, at one point, a very immature young man. You know, when we're 18, 19, you know, 20 years old, you know, going to our early to mid-20s, you know, we're not who we are today, because he and I were both 30 years old, so we're definitely not the guys that we used to be when we were in our early to mid-20s. So I think at this point, after 8 years in New Japan, I think the time has come for the next chapter in Will Ospreay's career, and I think AEW is the place to be. Now, some people dispute it because they say AEW, you know, with the overloaded roster and everything, and the redundant, you know, wrestling that's being produced. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, all the tremendous, you know, matches that we can see, I mean, we can definitely see, again, we'll definitely see Chris Jericho versus Ospreay again. We will certainly see Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay versus Maxwell Jacob Friedman versus, you know, man, Samoa Joe, Adam Cole, Sammy Guevara, Eddie Kingston, man. You know, imagine one day against Adam Copeland. Yeah, Will Ospreay is ready to get started in All Elite Wrestling, and really, I just cannot wait. So, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The Aerial Assassin is All Elite, so he's officially signed the contract. And again, let's be patient for now. Let's allow him to finish his commitments in New Japan, and then soon he'll officially start out in All Elite Wrestling as an official full-time talent. And ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait. I am so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. So please do me a favor. hit the subscribe button, and please be sure that you hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you will not be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one, and God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.